exciting, enthusiastic practice today. No, we got a lot of good work done. Guys came out there and, you know, a very typical as far as what we're trying to get accomplished in there. But I just like the energy that we had out in the field and going through practice. And, you know, we've got a really good opponent. Offensive line, I know a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Dallas's offensive line, how good it was. Well, this is a really good offensive line. Really good offense line. They do a nice job up front, as a whole entire unit. I know we've multiple times asked about our offense line, what needs to be done in communication, working together as one. Well, this group, when you put them on tape, that's what you see. So they do a great job there. And the defense, same thing with their front seven, linebackers and the defensive line do a really good job versus the run. And I know they've got some situations, issues in the secondary, but it seems like they're coming along. And I think with the pressure they're getting off the edge, it's helped them. So very, very good team, offense, defense, and special teams.
Dinard's out now. Toby is.
Yeah, we got to be really smart with Toby. Now, you'll see Storm, Toby, and Jordan Todman. So you'll see those three guys, and they'll split up the reps and, you know, depending on situation, see how this week in practice goes. And, you know, Toby got some reps, but obviously we're just, you know, getting a feel for the runs, and we didn't push it too hard with him. So, but, you know, in his mind and our trainers and stuff, he should be okay. We just got to be smart this early part of the week with him.
Do you think he'll still start?
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see how it goes this week, but that's what we anticipate.
What's your overview on Dinard's season in its totality?
Well, I think that he came in, you know, was fighting for opportunities, you know, reps as far as getting the ball. And then when he did, he had a period of time there where he put up some really good numbers and just ran extremely hard. You know, did some very good things to us. Gave us some confidence, I think, in the run game because of what he did and what he showed. So I thought he made really good progress. Really good progress.
Why do you have to be smart with Toby?
Well, just with his ankle.
He's still
up. Yeah. You know, his, you know, he's, we just gave him all the reps that he usually gets in practice. But I think just watching him, making sure that he's 100% when we go in. Well, my hopes is that we go up there and compete our tails off. That we go up there with a mentality and, you know, where we're aggressive. We have no fear. We go up there in attack mindset. This game is going to be truly, like we said a couple games ago, a battle of wills. They want to run the ball and attack us. And defensively, we have to have that mindset. So I think that mentality where we go out there and battle every play, we really need consistency. I see, you know, a classic example, Mercedes makes a long play. Marquise gets a long catch. And then, you know, we dropped it. We had a penalty. And then we stalled. And that's somewhat what we're seeing in our game, especially on offense. So I would like to see a more consistency from our whole team, you know, especially this weekend.
Last year you lost your last three.
Last year?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Last year. Did anything in particular happen or just playing good teams or, you know?
No, you know, to go back in it, I know that, you know, you analyze things and you look at it. I know we were talking about ways in the offseason. It's talked about what can we do in training camp and to take care of our guys so that at the end of the season, that we're strong as a team. And, you know, that was a big conversation piece. So hopefully we're strong as a team going into these games.